Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Paxton, your host, A Favorite Life, Process of There. Thank you so much for joining me today for today's broadcast where we walk through the process of there, seeing the demonstration of God's power in our life. Calls us to a place that we've never been before, calls us to a place in the spirit and in the natural where we are refined, reproved, made over, restored, healed, delivered, set free from everything of our past, our present, or our future. He causes us to be the people that he is already determined, predetermined, and predestined to be by the power of his blood and his word. And he releases the life and the spirit and the word of him to help us become all that he's commanded us to be, not in our own mind or in our own strength, but by his power, his word, his spirit. So we're so grateful that the process of there is a phase walk. It's a walk where you cannot predetermine what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, but it's a daily walk of trusting and obeying the word and the will of God for your life as you digest the word for yourself and in your everyday life. That word is proved, refined as you go through the process of there. So thank you so much for joining me. We have been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, not looking at them as superhuman Christians, but looking at them as ordinary individuals living in a different time, in a different century. But the word that God has spoken and used for their life is the same word for us. It's the same word because God's word is never, ever behind time. It's always on time, and it is the answer for our life in every situation that we endure and go through. So we look to the author and the finisher of our faith who's already commanded his will to be done. And as he takes us and causes us to be a blessing, not even only to ourselves, but to every nation and every generation that we come in contact with by showing and displaying the graciousness and the word and the life of God through the spirit of him to the world, we show and demonstrate God's goodness and call them to even understand the hope that we have and the love of God, that they too might be blessed or saved by the same power and authority. So we've been looking, and yesterday we started talking and dealing with the place of hope and the place of trust. And we came out of Romans, the 4th chapter, and the 18th verse, where Abraham was dealing with his faith and how he hoped against hope to receive the promise of God, that when he in his own physical strength could not have a child, he went beyond that and went to the God that promised him a seed, and knew that the all-powerful God who promised the seed was powerful enough and faithful enough to perform it. The place that he was in is a place where it's a stand. It is a position, a location, a setting, a spot that we face as leaders, as individuals in our own walk, in different situations where we have to go in and grab hope, and not the hope just hoping it's going to be all right, but the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the hope that we have in his will and his word. Romans, the 5th chapter, says this in the Amplified Version. It says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right stand with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold on to and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Through him also, we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into this grace, state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand, and let us rejoice and exalt in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. The hope that I'm speaking of is a hope beyond just a normal hope. This is a spiritual hope that we have in God, that it comes through grace and faith. This hope, this stand that we have, this position that we have, is letting us know that because he's given us eternal life, because he's given us the access to Him and His goodness and His graciousness, and we have eternal life and a stand with Him, a right standing. This hope that we have has ushered us into the place that we understand that no matter what we face in life, if the same God that was able to save us and deliver us, the same God that was able to take us out of a place or stand or state that we were in that we could not within ourselves, within our own power, could deliver ourselves, this same God is now going to come in and be faithful again. The hope that we have is in the promises of what He's commanded for our lives through His word. The hope that we have is in His faithfulness, because if He's spoken something concerning us, it is surely going to come to pass. It's going to manifest in our lives. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord, the great, inexhaustible goodness of God in our life, even though we're going to go through some things. Now, reading a little bit further in that same chapter of Romans, it says this: moreover, let us also be full of joy now, not later on, but right now. Let us exalt and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our offerings, in our sufferings, I'm sorry, knowing that the pressure and the affliction and the hardship produces patience and severe unswerving endurance. The endurance formed develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. The character of this sort produces the joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. This is letting us know that the hope that we have, that even when we face trials and tribulations, we're being made, we're being transformed, we are being confidently matured in the Lord. Yesterday we read Romans 8, 24 and 25. This lets us know that where we are in God and what's going on around us, even though we don't understand sometimes what is being formed in us, we have a hope that lets us know that it's already worked for our good, that it's already in our favor, that God has already done it for us. And Romans, just to reiterate, Romans 8, 22, I'm going to read 22 through 25. It says, all around us we observe a pregnant creation. That's letting us know that the possibilities for what we need to give birth to, the possibilities for what we need to see in our life manifest, the possibilities of what we see need to be recreated in our life is all around us, because the God of creation has already made what we need fertile. If He said, let there be, and what He said, let there be too, is still existing, still moving, still reproducing, because He's Alpha and Omega. That means His word meets itself over and over again. And the same word is said, let there be, because He's the Alpha. If it ever gets to the end, then it's going to meet the Alpha again, and the Omega is going to start the process all over again, Alpha and Omega. And that means that life in itself all around us is going to be reproducing, because it's pregnant with the word of God that says, let there be. And if God is able to speak to creation and command creation to continue to be as He says, even when man messes it up, it is as He says. It's still in the state of what He says. It is still producing what He says. And if God is able to sustain and keep life on the earth going as He said, then what is the problem? What is it that is going on in your life that He cannot solve, that He cannot correct, that He cannot change? If everything around you is pregnant, then you are pregnant too, because God has already commanded the life of Him to live inside of you. And He is the resurrecting life. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you. So that means the life of Him to make and command you to live, even in a place that seemeth dead, or the place that seemeth like there is no life or there is no hope, in you, around you, or in anything that you're doing, because of the resurrecting power, there must be life that appears. There must be something that says, God is with me, God is for me, God is answering me, God is moving on my behalf, and He has already worked this thing out for my good. That is my confidence. And as I read before, when we read that verse, it says that we will be conform to the image of God. Then I just read in Romans, the 5th chapter, that these things are coming to make us mature so that we can be conformed to the image of God. These things are the things that stretch us to make us mature, builds our faith muscles and our hope in God, that we will not be ashamed, because we know without a shadow of doubt His word is true and it will surely come to pass. It will manifest in our lives. And it says, he says, all around us we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are simply birth prompts. We see things are going on in the world. The world is crying out for the sons and the daughters of God. It is crying out for God's coming back. It's crying out because it understands that the sin of the world and all of the wickedness and the enemy, because the earth was responding to its master, its creator, God, and the purity of who He is. It understands that it is not now in the purified state of what it was when God created it, when there was no sin. So the earth understands, and everything around it understands, that we need to get back to the purified place, and that's not going to happen until Jesus Christ comes. And we understand that, and we know that, and the things that are going on now is letting them know that there's something that's getting ready to transpire. There's something that's getting ready to happen in the spirit world. But we also know that God is also setting up some things in the natural realm for His people, that even as we are in this place or in this predicament where it looks like everything around us is failing, every system is failing, we stand on the word of God that will not fail. So everything around us is letting us know that God is getting ready to birth us into some greater things in the spirit realm and in the natural. And though it does not yet appear, as we stand fast, as we obey the will of God and the voice of God, we're going to see the manifestation of some great things in our life. Our hope and our place of trust is not going to lead us to the wayside of destruction or despair, but it's going to bring us to a stance and a stand in God where we see the victory His life being manifest like never before. God has assigned a victory. He signed a word of victory unto us, a word of triumphantness unto us. And we have to be as He says. He's already triumphed. He's already overcome. He's already given us a victory in this life, and we walk in the victory that He's already secured through His blood. So if we're walking in that, everything in our life, even through the process of what we go through, must look like the victory of triumphantness of all that said, no matter what the enemy or the circumstance is trying to say, we go to the place of hope, and like Abraham, we hope against hope, not hoping within ourselves, but hoping in the word of God that has already been spoken, that has already assigned victory and triumphant power to, that cannot fail, because it is God Himself, it is Jesus Himself, because the Bible lets us know in the book of John that Jesus is the word. So when we speak the word out, we're speaking Jesus out to perform, to do, to go in and to win triumphantly, and that word cannot and will not return back. It will accomplish because it is Him, and He cannot lie. The word says here, it says that it says, but it is not only around us, it is in us. The Spirit of God is arousing us within. God is doing something within. Don't give up. Don't let go. Stay in the place of hope. Stay in the place of trust. Go back and read these words and rehearse them in your mind. Encourage yourself in your walk, knowing that it's already in your favor. It's already worked for your good, that God has already opened up a new door, an opportunity. Favor goes before you, and you will see the birthing of what God says in your life, whether it's your marriage, your children, your business, your finance, your health. Look to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Be blessed.